This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Jimmy Carter, the 39th President of the United States, has passed away at 100 years old. In 2002, Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize for his diplomatic work with the Carter Center. He was also very active in building hundreds of homes for Habitat for Humanity. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers released a statement that said, quote, "Former President Carter was a committed and dedicated advocate for peace, human rights, and treating others with dignity, decency, and respect. Qualities that earned him respect and admiration from many across our country and around the world." President Carter died at his home in Plains, Georgia. More Wisconsinites are seeking telemedicine abortion care, even though it's banned by state law. The 1849 abortion law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Even after the ban was lifted because of a court ruling last year, the demand for abortion medication via telemedicine remained high. Shield laws allow providers in states with fewer abortion restrictions to prescribe pregnancy-ending medications, even to patients in states with abortion bans. Jenny Higgins from UW-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity.
Suggesting that even when brick and mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these shield laws.
According to WeCount data, there's been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through shield law providers since July of 2023. There's also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. As the holiday travel season begins to wind down, the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is again reminding residents to upgrade to a real ID. Starting in May, regular driver's licenses or ID cards will not be accepted for flights or entering federal buildings and military bases. DMV officials say about 60% of eligible residents already have a real ID, which they started issuing in 2013. To get a real ID, residents will need to bring proof of their name, date of birth, address, and social security number to their local DMV office. As whooping cough or pertussis continues to spread, Wisconsin has seen one of the worst outbreaks in the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Wisconsin trails only New York and Pennsylvania in the number of reported cases. Department of Health Services data shows nearly 2,400 reported cases this year, a huge increase from the 51 cases last year. Nationwide, the number of whooping cough cases is the highest it's been since 2014, and in Wisconsin, it's the highest they've been since 2012. The best way to avoid whooping cough is to be vaccinated. Infants are most susceptible to the disease. A Wisconsin Watch report says the cost of jailing children is about to jump. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
It's reported the cost of incarcerating a juvenile at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake has ballooned to nearly $463,000 a year. It'll be nearly twice as much in 2 years, and that's despite a declining population of youth. Leaders in the state have been trying to close the facility due to ongoing funding and policy issues. Alternative plans to build smaller regional facilities have been slow to move along.
There could be some tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences, and owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the United States and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices as a result of a tariff backlash.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a new slate of tariffs as soon as he enters office. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the launch of a new rebate program with the Public Service Commission. According to a press release, the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate will provide instant discounts for low and moderate income households to install energy efficient appliances. Officials say the program will help lower the cost of those appliances up front and help struggling families reduce their energy bills long term. The program received nearly $75 million in funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. While the hours left in December are dwindling, the Wisconsin DOT reminds drivers of the law of the month. Plan ahead to prevent impaired driving. On average, someone is injured or killed in an impaired driving crash every 2 hours in Wisconsin. In 2023, there were over 7,700 impaired driving crashes that claimed the lives of 186 people on Wisconsin roads. With the many holiday gatherings and festivities planned for tomorrow, be sure you have a safe ride home. A Northeast Wisconsin Recreation Center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks, Wisconsin. Check out the film Conclave. The film tells the story of the cardinals converging on Rome to select the next pope. Ray Fiennes is our access character who manages the whole scene as potential candidates jockey for position to become the next pontiff. Lots of unexpected twists and great storytelling. In addition to Fiennes, the film stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini. Just under 2 hours, but doesn't feel like it. Check it out. So much TV to watch, so little time. If you're a horror fan, check out TheWrap.com's recent list of the best horror episodic TV shows from 2024, which include AMC's Interview with a Vampire Season 2, Paramount Plus's Last Season of Evil, which The Wrap called an almost perfect show. Walking Dead fans will be thrilled to hear that Rick and Michonne's show, The Ones Who Live, was also on the list, as was a show many horror fans have talked about called What We Do in the Shadows. Check out the full list and watch them all. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Hoult as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. Looking ahead to 2025, Variety has put out its annual list of most anticipated movies. As you might have guessed, there are a lot of franchise and superhero films headed our way. Marvel is expected to release Captain America, Brave New World, Thunderbolts, and the Fantastic Four, First Steps. And believe it or not, Hollywood has a few sequels they are planning to throw at us in the new year, including a Jurassic Park film and Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2. Another superhero flick, James Gunn's Superman, will also hit theaters in June. There will be a healthy assortment of family films, including Paddington in Peru, a Minecraft movie, Zootopia 2, and SpongeBob, The Search for SquarePants. I need a pair of those after the holidays. Looking well into next year, Hollywood will not let you forget that the second installment of Wicked, Wicked for Good, opens next Thanksgiving. If that wasn't enough, James Cameron will also be putting out yet another Avatar film. Horror fans can also look forward to the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days trilogy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the last time we'll see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, we'll become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then, we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, 44 degrees. That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.